2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your voice, your vote. 11 days until election week. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
So how often does saying who you didn't vote for make national news? Well, apparently when you're Senator Romney, it does. It's happened twice. Yesterday, he told reporters he had casted his ballot and did not vote for President Trump.
So who did he vote for? Well, we know who he voted for in 2016, and that'll probably give us a little bit of a hint. Then, you know, should we be surprised? Really, honestly, should we be surprised about this? We want to have this conversation. Are you offended when someone asks you how they vote?
Oh,
are you?
Does that bother you? Asks me how I vote, who I voted for?
Yeah. Do you share that information?
Not with anybody other than my kids.
No. Not close friends.
Nope.
That's private. You hold that.
Yeah. Just the journalist in me. I just am really cautious about suggesting that, you know, who I voted for or how I voted. Senator Romney, though, he told us who he didn't vote for. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Secretary telling KSL the senator has cast his ballot and didn't vote for the president, but he is not revealing who did get his vote. Opinion editor for the Deseret News, Boyd Matheson, says Romney actually aligns with the president on policy, just not in style.
He has one of the higher voting records in aligning with the president's political and policy agenda. And so this is just one of those where he differs on a lot of the things of a personal nature.
Boyd says he doesn't think this hurts Romney in any way politically.
He's doing what he said he would do. And as voters, that's actually what we want our elected officials to do.
In 2016, Romney wrote in his wife, Anne, for president. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, so if I'm a betting man, I'm guessing Anne got the vote the second time around. Sometimes we think that just because we didn't vote for candidate A, that we automatically voted for candidate B. Well, there's no way that Mitt Romney voted for Joe Biden. I mean, there's just no way. I can't imagine that happened. But, yeah, he certainly didn't vote for the president.
Well, and remember that he sat on the information about who he voted for in 2016 until 2018. he kept it to himself. At the time, he said he realized his vote wasn't going anywhere. Nonetheless, felt that he was putting in a very solid name. So it seems unlikely that Senator Romney would have voted for President Trump this year anyway. I just think because of the Twitter wars they had, I would have been shocked if he would have come out and said, didn't he vote for impeachment too, Dave?
Yes.
So not after voting to convict President Trump in that impeachment trial.
My vote will likely be in the minority in the Senate. But irrespective of these things, with my vote, I will tell my children and their children that I did my duty to the best of my ability, believing that my country expected it of me.
Now, Debbie, you talk about the Twitter wars. It's kind of a one-sided war. It's President Trump that's lobbing grenades over into the Romney bunker. But Romney has not fought back. That's not his style. I can't imagine him doing that. But there's no question that Mitt Romney has gone against the president in many ways. But like Boyd said, it's not in policy. He supports the president so much in the policies that he's trying to enact, the judges that he's putting forth. But when it comes to the personal attacks, the language that's being used, Senator Romney denounces that, and he does it consistently. And it drives the president crazy.
Turning to the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, this listener says, "No, I don't get offended when people ask me who I voted for. If they can't handle the truth, they aren't true friends." You said you openly share with people. So with people walking down the street, like, aren't you that guy from the radio? Do you like, yes, do you want to know who I voted for? Or how does that work in Dave's world?
I'm not campaigning, no question. But I do. I talk. If people ask me, I don't share it on the radio. But in personal conversations, if someone really wants to have a conversation, I have no problem talking about it, because I think you do. You have to be able to defend the way you voted. And if you can't defend it, then you're doing a bad job at voting.
But you have to defend it to random people?
And I like to be able to, yes, for me.
I see.
Yeah. I think it's important.
Let me, before we wrap this up, this conversation up, don't you worry in today's atmosphere that you're just going to get dragged into a war?
No question.
Like a war right on the street over who you voted for and why.
Yeah, and that's definitely happened. I've shared who I voted for and had people get extremely angry. Like, how could you have done that? You're crazy. And I've had it from the left and the right that have gotten mad at me with the way I vote. But again, I just respond. I share, this is my thought process, and I'm at peace with it, so that's why I'm not afraid to share it.
We are standing by right now for that press conference. Lauren McCluskey's family has reached a settlement. They've filed two lawsuits against the University of Utah after the murder of their daughter on campus 2 years ago to the day. We are awaiting that news conference. It'll happen any moment now. They're expected to be there with you, President Ruth Watkins. We will take it live the second it happens.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 11 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.